News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
We'll speak to Labour's Eoin O'Riordan in just a minute, but first of all, Fine Gael's spokesperson on health, Colin Burke, is with us. Do you agree that the public is disengaged on this and this is more of an issue for Fine Gael, despite the fact that we'll have a new Taoiseach by the end of the day?
No, I don't. I think it's important that we do effect change. I mean, the outgoing Taoiseach outlined that he felt that he was no longer the best person to deal with the job. And, you know, we've handed over the reins. So it's not a case of where someone held on to power for the sake of power. He believed that it was time to move on. And Simon Harris, I think, is young. I think he has the energy, and I think he is going to bring about the necessary change that we need. Now, remember, we have a very short time frame. But one of the issues there that he's shown up is the issue in relation to housing, for instance. If you look, go back to 2018, we built around 18,000 residential units. The last year, it was at over 32,000. Okay. So that's an 80% increase in that time period. And if we work towards trying to increase the number of units we deliver every year for the next 5 years by around 5,000, we'll end up with building 60,000 houses.
Well, and to be fair, he has made that promise, but other parties have as well. Yeah. Eoin O'Riordan, if I can bring you in on this, I mean, even the Dáil doesn't seem to be too enthused with this, because it looks like no one else is going to be nominated for Taoiseach because everyone agrees Simon Harris is the man who takes over. Is it good for parliamentary democracy to happen, to let it happen this way?
Well, I think we could be accused of putting somebody forward just for the sake of it. I mean, look, I want to wish Simon Harris the best. I got elected with him on the same day. He's a young man. He's 37. I was only reflecting that I think I got my driver's license when I was 35. So it's a remarkable achievement for him and for his family. It's a proud day. So it's important to say that. But in terms of where we are politically, I mean, look, there was a call for a general election. That's now not going to happen. But if the Taoiseach is saying that we do have a year left in this government, well, then can we get down to some serious politics? Because the fear is that there'll be quite a lot of electioneering. It's already started with the Ardèche speech. We have 2 months before the local European elections. And, you know, there are things within the programme for government that governments haven't even started yet. I'm very keen that the Citizens' Assembly in Education will be started. That's a programme for government commitment that hasn't been rolled out yet. We have Citizens' Assembly findings on drugs. Are they going to be legislated for? Are we going to do the hard politics for the next year? Or is it going to be shadow boxing and politicking and electioneering? So, you know, if the call is not to have an election now, well, then fine. Then let's do some serious business over the next 12 months.
Okay, Colin Burke, back to you. What is interesting is there's nobody questions. Go on.
The challenges that we've faced on housing, for instance, is actually workforce. And one of the things that Simon Harris did as minister in relation to higher education was this whole issue about increasing the number of apprenticeships available, and has worked very hard.
Okay, I don't need you to defend his record. I mean, the one thing that's interesting today, Colin Burke, is nobody is saying he's not capable of doing the job. The question is what he can get done in 12 months or less that is going to make a meaningful impact. And on Eoin O'Riordan's point, we're heading straight into an election cycle with local and Europeans. I mean, are Fine Gael going to turn on them if they don't do well?
We're going into a 12-month time period in the sense that we have a programme for government. It's about seeing what areas where we have delivered on already. And you take, say, the area of jobs, 89,000 more people started work in Ireland in the last 12 months. So on jobs, we've succeeded. The issue now in relation to housing, in relation to healthcare, how can we fast-track some of the projects that we need to deliver on?
In 12 months?
Especially infrastructure. But as regards dealing with the process, we have a problem in relation to, say, for instance, in relation to planning, it's taking far too long to get projects through. The other issue in relation to projects where there is planning, how can we fast-track getting them into the construction stage? The whole process in relation to, say, for instance, in relation to schools, there's a whole process that goes through, that has to be gone through within the department. The population of this country has increased by 40%.
Colin Burke, this is why the public are slightly annoyed, is because you've been in power for 13 years at this point. And we laugh at Rishi Sunak saying he's going to turn around the Tories. Yet Simon Harris is promising effectively to do the same thing with his party, having been in power so long.
We came into government in 2011 when there was 15% unemployment. We delivered in relation to, when we launched the programme in 2012 to create 100,000 jobs, people laughed at it. 800,000 more people are now working in this country compared to 2011. The population of this country has increased by over 40%. But the problem
the economy is doing well, but the things you could have done, which was make an impact on housing and health, are a lot slower, and the public are unappreciative of that.
But that's the point I'm making. The delivery of infrastructure is taking far too slow because the processes are an old process, and we've got to look at that. We've got to now deliver, whether it's in relation to housing, schools, hospitals, care systems. And remember, in relation to the last 12 years, for instance, on healthcare, we have built 172 new primary care centres across the country. So, like, it's not a situation that nothing is being done. The question is, we need to do it, but we need to do it faster. And that's the key issue about what we need to start out.
Eoin O'Riordan, if I come back to you, the real problem for the opposition is you don't know what to make of this guy. You know what he was like as a minister. He was in a relatively benign portfolio for the last couple of years. When he was in health, he was deemed to be a reasonably competent minister of health. So you have to come up with a new playbook.
Well, look, it's not just about the person in charge. It's about the entire philosophy of the party in government, who, as you say yourself, have been there 13 years. And there is a feeling of exhaustion and tiredness and fatigue about the whole operation. You know, the number of people who are not running again, the fact that the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, has decided that he can't do it anymore. There is a feel of
he doesn't want to do it anymore. It's not that he can't do it. I presume he could do it if he wanted.
Well, you know, you need energy to do it. You need a bit of vision. And it feels as if Fine Gael have just lost faith in the project. And I don't necessarily blame them for that after 13 years. But we have to look also about, it's not just about building housing units. It's about how you manage housing policy. The removal of the no-fault eviction ban, which is European norm in every, you know, Western democracy, has led to 600 more children being homeless now than was 18 months ago. We still have major issues in education and in health. We can't get people to live in Dublin because they can't afford it. We have people resigning in unprecedented numbers from An Garda Síochána. There are problems in the country which I feel the Fine Gael are not equipped to deal with. So while today is, you know, is a good day for our democracy in one level, that we do see a celebration of, if you like, of Dáil procedure and somebody coming to the top of
nobody
our...
Nobody ever celebrates Dáil procedure, Eoin.
I know, but I think we can take sometimes these things for granted. And
the peaceful transition of power should never be overlooked. But this is one party handing the keys to the same party again. Look, we leave it there. Colin Burke, Fine Gael spokesperson on health. Eoin O'Riordan, Labour's justice and education spokesperson. I remain unenthused, having spoken to both men. But should we celebrate the fact that it's happening without bloodshed? I think that's a low bar.
Well, it is, but we should celebrate the fact that we live in a functional democracy, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
And not everyone does.
We are intrigued as to what you think of today when we get a new Taoiseach. 53106 or on WhatsApp 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.